So, you know, all those things make him, you know, the best tight end.
And a nightmare for defenses, and no matter what.
Well, I mean, it's just, what do you do? You know, you have to make it, have to make a decision on what you do with that guy.
After two games, opponents have tried, I think, three two-point plays against you. It used to be kind of a novelty play. Do you think that with the...
Well, I mean, again, when
it's going to be more and more,
I think it's, you know, more situational in the game. You know, if a team is down, you know, what do they have to lose? You know, and then, you know, again, like last week, we saw, you know, a couple three attempts to go for two, and you know, with us stopping those plays, it would have made a difference towards the end of the game. So, you always just have to take every play very seriously, and 2-point conversions. You know, you just have to do a great job and not let those guys get those 2 points, which at the end of the game could help them.
Have you spent more time watching film on it or practicing again?
Well, I mean, you just do a great job in the low red area, and you understand the type of plays that they're going to run in that area of the field.
Rob, a few instances, I think we saw four defensive ends on the field at once. It was you, Chandler, and then inside it was Rufus Johnson and Sheard. Is that a unique thing for you? Is that something that you guys have done in the past?
You know, again, I've played in a lot of different positions, and we're going to go out there and we're going to put the best guys on the field and try and do our jobs to put pressure on the quarterback and keep him in the pocket. So, you know, again, I think that whoever's on the field, you know, we all have to work together and work as a unit. So, again, we're going to continue to improve and work better and, you know, get better in that area.
What do you think the advantages are when you guys go with that kind of look?
I mean, obviously there's a, you know, a little bit more speed on the field, and, you know, the guys are more interchangeable as far as, you know, two DNs are on the same side. You know, if you wanted to switch, you can switch. So, you know, again, it's just – being multiple and the more things you can do to help your team.
What challenges does this young Jags team present for you guys, offense?
You know, they're young and they're explosive, so, you know, we have to do a great job against their skilled players, and they also have a quarterback that can get the ball downfield, and he's a big guy, stand tall in the pocket, and he can get out of the pocket and make plays with his feet.
How impressed were you with Yeldon last week, especially carrying the workload?
I mean, he's a big guy, and he's fast. So, you know, anytime you have speed and size, you know, it's definitely dangerous. So, you know, again, we're going to have to prepare well for him. And, you know, again, it starts today.
Rob, preparing for an unfamiliar team compared to like a Division IV, what's the difference for you guys?
Oh, I mean, obviously you don't see him as many times. So you have to really, you know, study the personnel and look at the last two games they've played, look at their preseason games, to try and get a better understanding of what their personnel is, and, you know, moving forward, really preparing well today and tomorrow and Friday. I mean, that's huge. So we just have to do a great job moving forward.
Is it a different way of preparing because you don't know?
Well, I mean, obviously you have to study the personnel more. When you're playing somebody you play every year, twice a year, you have a better understanding of, you know, their schemes and who is executing those schemes.
And playing 60 minutes, Bill emphasized the fact that you guys haven't done that yet.
No, we haven't. We have to, you know, continue to work hard and get to a point where we're playing 60 minutes.
As much as you guys get quizzed all the time, a week like this, do you get even more quizzed from the personnel?
You know, again, you have to know every week who you're playing. So I think that it doesn't matter if you're playing a division team or a non-division team. You have to know who you're playing. And, you know, we're still studying.
I understand Bill quizzed you guys.